Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride, and Ben Brown with Perseverance Theater is here to give us an update on the final fundraising push of the year. Ben, I know that you set some ambitious goals. How's it going?
Things are going very well, Rhonda. Thank you so much for making time for me on a busy Juno afternoon as we get right close up to Christmas. Things are going as well as could be hoped for here at the theater. Obviously, most of our programming has been delivered online, you know, since we had to shut the theater when the pandemic started this spring. But people have continued to remain engaged and involved. But, you know, we cannot leave any opportunity to let people know that we still need their individual donations. We have a campaign we're calling Pivot and Perform. We're trying to raise $100,000 by the end of the year. We actually have, people hear this a lot on public radio, a matching pledge in effect right now.
Do you have any mugs
Benito
for me?
Benito and Francis C. Gagin Foundation, that's a familiar term, right, has pledged up to $12,500. And we probably met about half of that since we sent a letter out last week letting people know that that match was in effect. So many people who are listening have donated. I got almost $1,000 in the mail just this afternoon when the postman came to the theater here in Juneau and left the mail safely more than 6 feet down on the steps. But if you are a listener who supports live theater, professional theater for Alaskans, and you want to support Perseverance, and you haven't received a letter from me or our managing director, Frank Delaney, all you have to do is go to ptalaska.org/donate. And it's very easy to do. And again, there's a match in effect. And you will help us get through this dark winter to the point in the spring where we can reopen and bring live in-person theater to folks again. But also, as a lot of people probably know, we've got a Clinkett Christmas Carol going on right now. The last stave is going to drop on Friday on Christmas Day. It'll be viewable on demand through Russian Orthodox Christmas, which is the 7th of January. And then this weekend, we have the second weekend of This Wonderful Life. So we're still bringing people theater. It's just through a computer screen.
So what kind of reception have you had from people that have watched these online dramas?
Oh, it's been very, very positive. What's really interesting is, you know, there's Broadway on Demand, and there's StreamYard, and there's YouTube, and there's Zoom. So there's all these different platforms that we can get to people on their computers. And so what's interesting is, especially with the Clinkett Christmas Carol, people are going back and watching, and a lot of people are waiting to binge watch the entire thing because they're so used to that now. But Vera Starbard's an amazing playwright, and Frank Katas is an amazing playwright. His Spirit of the Valley was earlier this fall. You know, to have our first four shows this season are by local homegrown playwrights, Vera and Frank. People love it. They're going crazy. They're enjoying the heck out of it, I guess is the answer to your question. It's been very well received.
Well, it's kind of a double-edged sword because, you know, everybody loves to feel the energy of a live performance. But I guess we're stuck at home for the most part, encouraged not to go out. So do you feel like you're really filling an important niche?
Absolutely, we are. Because there's a lot of content from across the country. One of the silver linings to the pandemic is, you know, you can watch something in New York, but someone in New York can watch something here. So people are seeing things way beyond what they would have seen if we didn't have to deal with this at-home online delivery. But I think what's so special about Perseverance programming is that people here in Juneau and in Anchorage and other parts of Alaska know where this is being created, and they know the creative team. They know the directors, they know the actors, and in many cases, they know the playwrights. So I think we've got a special opportunity to help people remain engaged and entertained during the pandemic. And I think we're doing our very best to reach out. And our numbers have been really, really, really impressive. You know, thousands of people saw Spirit of the Valley, and that's just really not something that we were necessarily taking for granted when we went to online programming.
Well, how about some of these Christmas programs, holiday programs? You know, I guess in a live performance, you can see everybody in the room to know that there's a packed house. Well, what kind of audiences are you seeing online for those?
Thousands of people have seen various parts of A Clinkett Christmas Carol. Thousands of people saw Spirit of the Valley. The numbers for This Wonderful Life, and you know, each show is different. Spirit of the Valley, we sold tickets to. A Clinkett Christmas Carol is really a pay-as-you-can thing. People can donate if they like it, but we're not making people buy a discrete, specific ticket to watch it. This Wonderful Life, we are charging an actual fee, but if people go buy tickets online, they'll see that it's still pay-as-you-can. There's three tiers at which you can buy tickets. So, and then, of course, we don't know how many people are in one room watching it on a giant screen, but thousands of people have bought tickets to the things that there are tickets for sale for. And I think that in and of itself shows that we've had a good response. One thing I'll mention quickly is Leslie Ishii, our artistic director, and her husband, Wesley Mann, who's the actor in This Wonderful Life, they've been doing sort of post-show Zoom meetings with some of the people who bought tickets afterwards.
Oh, wow.
And so they've actually, there has been a chance to do the next best thing and see some of the other people who were in the audience that night and hear what they have to say about it. So, and, you know, this is all new to us, but as we do virtual online programming in the second half of our 2020-2021 season, we're going to try to find ways to recreate that feeling of being together before the show or after the show. And we've done that with before the show with virtual lobbies. So people can come and sign into a show half an hour before it begins. And there are signs up that thank our corporate sponsors and our individual donors, just like there would be in the physical lobby. So our entire team has tried to recreate, but as you said, you know, it's not the same. We'll get back to a point where we can be together in the theater in person. But until then, we're trying to do our best to recreate that feeling. And I think our holiday program is as good as possible a way to do that, because it really is warm and uplifting, the stuff that we're bringing to people right
so,
now.
So I guess your big fundraising push at the end of the year, you can kind of think of that as an investment, right? And keeping us all connected through the pandemic.
Absolutely. And so I was going to say, you know, we had a staff meeting earlier today and I gave a rundown of our four sort of non-earned income. Ticket revenues and merchandise sales, concession sales, those are earned income, or, you know, rental of costumes. But unearned income are donations from individuals and corporations and businesses and foundations and government. Government support has been off the charts for our theater since the pandemic began. We're very grateful to the direct grant that we got from the City and Borough of Juneau Assembly. But other grant programs from the CARES Act, we've certainly taken every possible opportunity that's been presented there. The legislation Congress just passed includes something called Save Our Stages, which, because of advocacy efforts by our team and other nonprofit theaters across the country, has specific funds. But individual donors are really the chance to invest as a person in what we're doing, Ron. And I thank you for asking that question.
Well, I really think that it's a wonderful concept to invest in good things. Thanks very much, Ben Brown with Perseverance Theater, giving us an update on the final fundraising push.
My pleasure to be here, Rhonda. Merry Christmas, happy holidays to you.